This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Conversation with my colleague Malcolm Hohnlein of the Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. The significance of Holocaust Memorial Day in these hours. This is Holocaust Memorial Day. At the same time, the significance of the March of the Living. Starting from Krakow, you take a bus east to Birkenau, Auschwitz, Auschwitz-Birkenau, a factory town once upon a time. Now it's a museum to horror. And touring the main camp, Auschwitz, you see the brutality was industrialized. The suitcases left behind, the shoes left behind, the hair combs, the hair of the murdered. And then assembling near the hanging posts at the SS used every day. You march about a mile and a half to Birkenau, a former cavalry regiment bastion, transformed into a starvation place for the people who lived long enough to eat. And then you march up the railroad tracks to the original gate leading to the crematoriums. They're destroyed, but there are holes in the ground. You can walk around them. It's all exactly as the stories tell you, but to be there, to see it, is to remember. And that's Holocaust Memorial Day. I recommend a visit to it. Anyone doubts what the upset is all the time for anti-Semitism. Here's Malcolm Hohnlein to explain Holocaust Memorial Day and the March of the Living. More of this later tonight.
So Holocaust Memorial Day is officially proclaimed. It's the anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, but was decided to be the day on which Israel and communities around the world memorialize the millions of Jews, the 6 million Jews who were killed murdered during the Holocaust, during World War II, and the millions of others who perished. This is commemorated in Israel. There's a moment of silence, and there's no TV. The other, entertainment, et cetera, is closed for this period. And it started it starts the night before and completes during the day. One of the many activities that takes place in Israel, for instance, is a torch lighting by Holocaust survivors. From Krakow, there is a huge gathering who then proceed to Auschwitz, Birkenau. They march from the Auschwitz camp to the Birkenau camp. It is the March of the Living, when you see tens of thousands of young people led by dignitaries of all kinds of faith, different faiths, groups that come from all over the world. And you see the signs, the flags, the outfits that the scarves, for instance, that they wear, which reflect their country. And you see many of the astonished observers standing on the street sides in Poland, wondering, well, where did they all come from? We thought they were all killed. And, there's still many who live in denial and say they didn't know what was going on, when obviously there were houses and other things all around Auschwitz, as John, you saw. And this is one of the most remarkable events, because the young people say the memorial prayer there, and there's a gathering when all are together, and people, as I said, of different faiths, leaders from around the world come and join in these ceremonies. But it's mostly to celebrate life. It is when you see that sea of blue and white marching in on the railroad tracks, which were tracks of death, and this is a reaffirmation of life, and especially important this year, given what's happening on our campuses and in Israel.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.